Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As it is, as we like to do the old, unless, of course, there's a birthday involved. But we like to do the recap with the Truth About Guns with the Editor-in-Chief, Dan Zimmerman, and he joins us once again. How are you doing, sir?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm tired. This is hour number six of radio for me today.
That's a lot of radio in one day.
It is a lot of radio. I'm just thankful I don't sound like some, Durante right now, Jimmy Durante. The children don't know who he is. Anyway.
Better Jimmy Durante than Walter Durante.
Yeah. Anyway, let's kick this off. Now, you have an article out there where they're talking about Americans heard, well, we're going to defund the police, and that triggered a new phenomena, and now it makes it look like, as far as being the best gun salesman in the world, now Barack Obama's sort of a piker.
Yeah, he's an amateur compared to our friends on the far left who are preaching defunding, dismantling, disassembling, whatever term you want to use for making the police and law enforcement in this country less effective than they already are. And this is just, this is just a logical, reasonable, rational response by people to what they've been seeing on their TVs over the last month or so, and not what they're seeing happen in city councils around the country. When people first heard the call to defund the police, they thought, that's insane. Who's going to do that? Well, it's happening. It's happened in Minneapolis. It's happened in New York City. It's happened in Seattle. It's happening in Los Angeles. It's happening in a lot of places, most of which are the places that need policing the most. So people are realizing more and more that they very well may have to fend for themselves. They truly are going to be their own first responder, and they want tools to be able to do that.
See, this is the thing. I think this is going to go on through the election. If Trump wins, when he wins, I think it's going to get worse. And I think we're developing a new voting, a more energized gun-owning public now of the new gun owners that had to actually go through, jump through the hoops to buy guns when they were like, well, I've heard this is really easy.
that's certainly a reasonable conclusion. You have to believe that's true, but it's not easy to buy a gun these days, given the short supplies, firearms, both firearms and ammo. And then if you are unfortunate enough to live in a New York or a California or a Seattle or someplace with a waiting period, and they've got their own background check operation in many of those states that are shorthanded or overwhelmed or whatever, and it's taking days to get a background check done, and then you've got to wait another 3, 5, 7, 10 days, depending on the state, to pick up your gun. no matter what may be happening on the streets around you, you know, where you live, where you work. Those people who are buying guns these days really have to want to buy a gun.
Right.
And you would hope that is going to have some sort of salutary effect on how they vote in November in terms of protecting the right to keep that arm, firearm.
I'm just waiting to see how this goes. But in the meantime, I also don't think after all this is done, the cops are going to go, well, everything's back to normal. Let's just get back to the way it was. Hey, Clancy, because I think this has been they've attached the stigma to being a cop the same way they used to attach the stigma to smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I know. How police departments are going to be recruiting going forward is going to be a mystery to me. They're either going to have to raise the salaries they're paying significantly,
right.
Or I don't know how they're going to do it because not only are they vilified and run the risk of should something go wrong, should they shoot somebody in a marginal or questionable situation. They can ruin their lives. They can lose everything they own in terms of having to defend themselves in court. They can be hounded out of the city. It's less than optimal, and it's not going to change anytime soon. And the cops that are on the beat, the old Ferguson effect is now the Minneapolis effect, and I think it's going to make the Ferguson effect look mild by comparison.
Yeah, they're going to look like the cavalry in Ferguson, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you feel about that? Do you think this is, for me, I'm of two minds about it. My network is in Minneapolis, but at the same time, according to most of the people at my network, they're in pretty good condition where they're at, so I guess they're not downtown or something. But all these places that want to defund them, I say, defund them then and see how much you enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for the people who are stuck in or living in those areas, but they voted for these people, and they're about to become wonderful little, they talk about states being little laboratories of democracy around the country to see how things work. Well, these cities are going to be little laboratories of social engineering to see how they operate or don't under a regime of defunded, reconstructed, neutered law enforcement, where money is taken out of actual cops on the beat and given to social workers, community service organizations, violent interrupters, and other so-called strategies like that.
Right. Well, I guess we're going to see that. We're definitely going to see that. But I would really like to know if we're going to be able to get the numbers of the first-time gun buyers. And it would be really interesting to see their political leanings. And if this is changing their political leanings.
Yeah, I don't know how you accurately gauge that, measure that. I know the NSSF came out after the initial buying surge in March, April, and they talked to a lot of gun sellers and said 40% of what they're selling were to new gun owners, and 40% of those, I think, were women. But in terms of how many of those are, were middle-of-the-roaders, Democrats, whatever, and will that change their voting habits? That's a good question.
The other thing is, even that couple in St. Louis, they were leftists, they're Democrats, and they were upset to have to draw weapons on Black Lives Matter because they support it. Did you see that part of it?
Yes, they will. But you sure would know that from the comments they made on national media and the follow-ups to that.
Well, I guess I guess it's the same thing as everybody else. They got sort of woke up, but we'll talk about that when we get back. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where Dan purveys his trade. Very prolific. Go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecision.us or arrowprecisionusa.com. I was about to change their whole website. We can't have that. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I have an idea for you, Dan. If you haven't, you may have already done it. I don't know. I haven't read everything you guys have ever put out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, you know, everybody out there, every tactical instructor out there will tell you, the only way to carry your gun is on body. Right?
Yeah, that's the preferable way.
Right.
On your hip or in your safe, that kind of thing.
So I found out that I have this spying thing happening where, you know, a lifetime of abuse on the body is making my spine compress and my pelvis tilt and go to the right. And when that happens, my right leg becomes 3 inches shorter than my left leg. And then I get all kinds of back spasms and all these other things. It's basically unbearable to live.
That's
so I found, yeah, I found the best chiropractor in my state. He's a gun guy, a radio guy too, and he's the best chiropractor in the state, and I've been going down there a couple of times, and he, when I get done with him, I can breathe better, I can, you know, I'm standing up taller, I look thinner, it's crazy, and my spine is straighter. And the last two times I've seen him, it has popped back out. Now that, I think, is to be expected, but one of the reasons it's been popping back out is because I carry a gun concealed. And I take that gun, and my problem is on the right side. That's where everything's turning and twisting and getting shorter. And I stick that gun inside the waistband and go with that. Even in my low-profile carry stuff that works with gym shorts and everything else, it's still inside the waistband. It's still pressing. So guess who I talked to? I talked to two instructors. Guess who? Which two instructors told me that I needed to consider off-body carry?
Couldn't begin to guess. Who was it?
One of them was Steve Fisher.
Okay.
The other one was James Yeager.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Better to have, as they say, better to have a gun with you than not have one, and I guess better to carry one off body than not carry one at all.
Well, the thing about carrying off bodies, it's not nearly as, shall we say, ergonomic to carry off body, because that means however you're carrying it, whatever bag it's in, you got to keep that on you.
Yeah, you got to keep that on you. It's slower to access generally, and you know, if it's a bag, you tend to put it down, and you know, so you're not in control of it at all times. You know, we've heard horror stories of kids going into their mom's purses and grabbing their guns. So you know, it's obviously not optimal. However, you know, if you're a gentleman of a certain age, as you and I are, and if you're having physical problems that make it downright painful to strap on a gun, as we've done for years and years and years, and we don't have little kids who are likely to go into the bag,
right.
You know, that may be a reasonable way to do it. I mean, the better to, again, I'd rather carry a satchel, a backpack, a man purse with a gun in it, and have that with me than certainly not have one at all or be in constant pain, I suppose.
Here's the thing. I was working with Tough Products, and we were developing a line of bags we were going to call Sheep's Clothing. And the first bag was meant to be a camera bag with a gun compartment in it.
Yeah.
So I could carry all of my camera stuff and everything. The next one was going to be like a sort of a medium-sized fanny pack, and the next one was going to be a Glock 43-sized, you know, the micro gun, subcompact
right.
gun. And I've already got the first prototype here. I've got the full-size one. The problem with the full-size one is it's sort of big. And because it's designed to carry stuff, although I can carry less in it. I also have a Vertex bag, and but right now Tough Products is making masks. So, Sheep's Clothing.
It's changed over. Yeah.
Sheep's Clothing is out the pasture at the moment, and, on the back burner. So the prototype, there's a few things that need to be fixed on the prototype, so I'm probably going to do the Vertex one, but both the prototype and the Vertex one were a one extra movement draw
yeah.
of the gun.
Yeah.
One
that's
extra movement.
The case.
Yeah. And in the case of
you gotta reach in or something or open something up, you got, I mean obviously you gotta get to the gun somewhere rather than just reaching back and pulling your shirt up. So yeah, there's usually at least one extra movement. But again, you know, if that's the way you have to carry to live, you know, live without pain, that's the way I'd do it.
I find it interesting that as some of the instructors get out there and age with us, they begin. I mean, James Yeager did a video of a fanny pack by Galco.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his chief instructor, Jay Gibson, who was Jay is as good a gunfighter as anybody out there. But Jay, his primary way of carrying a gun used to be a fanny pack. And Jay's in shape, and I mean, you know, he works in Camden, Tennessee all through the year, and I watched him take 90 something degree weather and not bat an eyelash at it. So Jay is sort of a hoss, but he still was carrying a fanny pack.
Hey, you know. Fanny packs have the benefit of being right there around your waist. You're not going to put it down. You're not going to leave it someplace by accident. You're not going to win. You know, you're not going to see any fanny packs walking down the runway in Milan or New York. They're not the most fashionable thing in the world.
Yeah.
You're not going to see hipsters in Brooklyn carrying them or in downtown Austin, but they work. They're right there.
It's sort of like having a concealed holster on, isn't it? With some
sure. It's a concealed pouch, but it's got the benefit of strapping around your waist.
Yeah.
And if you can do that in such a way that it doesn't hurt your back, as an inside the waistband holster will, that's better than off body carrying in a purse or in a briefcase or satchel or something like that.
I was going to go with the Galco one, except they're out of stock.
A lot of people are out of stock of all
kinds
of things.
They're out of stock. So I found one that will work in the meantime. So I will switch duty around while I go through this, because I'm going to go through it till it's finished. Anything to keep from being cut on, and we'll see how that goes. Anyway. Just, I wanted your take on that. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The holiday weekend was marred by violence in major cities across the country. Among the dozens of shootings that took place, a 7-year-old girl in Chicago was killed while playing with a group of children. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, an 8-year-old girl died shot while riding with her mother. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the White House is ready to help these cities if needed.
The president is not only standing ready, but he has been ready. About 8 days ago, he instructed a number of federal support teams to make sure that across the country that they stand ready, not just in those cities, but in Seattle, in Portland, St. Louis, other areas.
Newly released government data shows California and Texas are among the big states receiving the lion's share of federal loans for small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. The money going to small businesses under the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News. Many states, including the state of New Jersey, require masks in stores as well as outdoors when proper social distancing cannot be maintained. A debate going on, though, across the country among Democratic governors is whether there should be a national requirement for face masks to be worn amid the coronavirus pandemic. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells NBC News he's in favor of a nationwide face mandate.
We're only as strong as our weakest link right now. As you mentioned in the outset of the program, I said we went through hell. We cannot afford to go through hell again. We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
The number of high school seniors applying for federal college aid plunged in the weeks following the sudden closure of school buildings this spring, a time when many students were cut off from school counselors and families were hit with financial setbacks. Overall aid applications were down by 70,000 as of the middle of June. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, the reloading components are beginning to dwindle, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They really are. One of our occasional contributors, who's a cowboy action shooter by trade, did a little survey and looked primarily at two of the big guys at Midway and Brownells, and finding that things are dwindling. And it's funny that because after he reported that information and what he found and, you know, what he could find and what he couldn't find and what quantities, I got a text from one of our regular writers today saying that the shortage of primers is very real. He said he's called all of our wholesalers and distributors. No one is taking back orders, and no one knows when they'll supply, when the supply will be up again. All factories and warehouses are closed. Don't expect any of that separation there. But yeah, so it sounds like if you're a reloader, good luck finding primers if you don't already have them, because I'm guessing that Winchester and Federal are directing every primer they can possibly turn out to making ammunition, you know, making cartridges, rather than selling them to reloaders these days.
Yeah. The I know that there are, now, I'm hearing that there's a copper shortage as well. Is that impacting ammunition supply?
I haven't heard that. That might be affecting some. Certainly people like, you know, Barnes comes to mind, make all copper bullets, and people that do copper jacketed bullets. That could be, but I've not heard that's making a significant dent in just the fact that there's just such a demand right now for ammunition of all types that and, you know, they just can't keep up. I'm sure they could go 24 hours a day. But, you know, the big three, Remington, Winchester, Federal, you know, that's just they just can't possibly turn out enough ammunition.
Yeah, well, I have a source that I can go to that is a law enforcement purveyor, purveyor for ammo. So he can get it, but it's going to get more expensive. And the other thing that he's projecting is a shortage of brass.
Really? Yeah. You know, as demand goes up, like, you know, you can't repeal the laws of supply and demand. With this many people wanting guns, this many people wanting ammunition, prices are going to go up. We saw what happened in 2013, and demand is higher now than it was then. Get ready to pay more, and it doesn't look like anything's going to change anytime soon. I can't imagine this is going to ease up much at all between now and at least the election. And if, depending on how the election goes, it could even accelerate. So,
yeah, I think most of the training that I'm going to be doing is going to be with the pistols, because the rifle ammo, I have ordered a couple of thousand cases from him. He hadn't gotten them yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple of thousand in cases from him on that. And then I'm just going to sit on that.
Yeah.
I don't normally buy ammunition. I don't normally buy anything during panic.
No. And the thing is, gun owners are sort of a skittish group bunch. And, you know, just the wrong headline, and they will make a beeline for the store and start emptying ammo shelves. Now, anybody, think about it, any of us who've been around for very long at all, you know, going back before about 2015, 2016, we've seen this before. You should have been keeping decent stocks of ammo anyway, you know. We've all been burned by this before, and we've been through serious shortages. You know, we've got on top of that, we've got millions of first-time buyers. You know, obviously they get a pass. They didn't know. Now they've decided, you know, they want a gun. Now they want ammo to be able to shoot, to practice and defend themselves. So you can understand them running out and buying, but, long-time gun buyers, which is most of us, you know, we don't always learn.
Right. I know we don't always learn. Although, this is the thing. I buy ammo when it craters.
Mm-hmm.
And if I need another, which I, you know, I have AR-15s, plural, and if I feel the need to have another AR-15, I wait till that craters as well. But see, I don't think too many gun, especially the new ones, who have probably been sitting around going, well, you know, I've always thought I needed a gun, but I waited till now to get one, and now they're having to settle for whatever they can find.
Right.
I hope they learn from this and figure out, well, you know, I got to train with this, so that means I need a little bit of ammo, I need to buy ammo, because right now it is almost prohibitively expensive to buy certain things.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a prohibitive price right now. I mean, I don't know that there's a price for ammo that you people won't pay. which, you know, that means it's good times for cheaper than dirt and people like that right now who
right.
tend to,
capitalize.
Yes, capitalize is a polite term for what they do.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you just bought a gun, it's useless to you if you don't have ammo. You need at least enough ammo to load up with however many magazines you were able to buy and have it ready to go for personal defense. Now, hopefully you were able to get your hands on at least some rounds so that you could train with it, practice it, you know, break the thing in, put some holes in some paper and get minimally proficient with it in case you do, heaven forbid, have to use
right.
it. So, got a lot of people in that boat right now.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't, didn't stock up or something, that you should stock up when it is, you know, you probably need to buy some now anyway, just in case, because I think we have a sort of a chance of seeing some kinetic action. Do you?
I don't know. I'm hoping not. But when you
me too. But
when you see, I'm just afraid that somebody's going to do something stupid. You see these videos over the last week or so of parking lot incidents of, you know, one person drawing on another and. The person who's been drawn on, he doesn't even back away. They just keep filming, getting close to the person, you know, looking down a gun barrel.
Yeah.
That isn't smart.
No.
And at some point, somebody's going to pull a trigger, and I just, it's not going to be good when it happens, and I just hope it doesn't lead to more triggers being pulled.
You know what? I want to talk about that, because that's a very interesting dynamic you bring up in that incident and everything. There's the Zimmerman burglar alarm going off. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman. It's interesting, this article you did, because I did a breakdown of six cities myself, and I found 600 deaths in six cities. Right now, you're pointing out another thing, too. I guess black lives don't really matter if they're killed in a protest, is that right?
Not only do they not matter if they're killed in a protest, they don't matter when it happens when one black person kills another black person. That doesn't seem to make news. As happens every day in cities like Chicago and Baltimore and increasingly in New York but you're right, if it happens during an approved event such as a protest, that's not a big deal. About 20 people I think was the death toll during the initial riots and looting that happened after the Minneapolis after the George Floyd killing. There was no outrage over that. Over the weekend, two children were killed, one in Chicago, one in Atlanta. It's just disgusting.
The way they politicize it, Lightfoot, her little tweet she put out tonight, a 7-year-old girl in Austin joined a list of teenagers and children whose hopes and dreams were ended by the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like her policies had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this little girl was apparently playing out in front of a house during a 4th of July party when three men got out of the car and opened fire on the house, killing her and I assume wounding some other people there. I don't know that. It's nauseating. But, and of course, Mayor Lightfoot, in all her wisdom, blames the gun. Didn't mention the three men who opened fire. Only the gun. As you said, the town hall did an article that we mentioned, on 600 dead people. in that period. Shootings are up exponentially in places like New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Baltimore, all over the country. It's nauseating, and as we wrote early on in this, the more you move to defund the police and delegitimize law enforcement, you claim to say that Black Lives Matter, but the people who are going to be hurt by this the most are, in fact, going to be Black people. Black people are going to be disproportionately the victims of the ensuing crime that happens, and that's exactly what's happened.
Makes me, I don't know. This, I keep seeing these, I saw this thing, and I don't think they're actually involved with Black Lives Matter. I think they sort of are a counter group. Did you see that militia group in Georgia?
I did see some footage of those people marching. I saw some other coverage saying that some Boogaloo boys had apparently met up with them and co-marched with them or protested with them. Wasn't sure about the accuracy of all that, but seems to have happened.
The cops escorted them.
You know what? As far from what I saw, they were legally marching. They, you know, it's an open carry state. They can march down the street with weapons, and that's, there's not a law against it. And as long as they don't break the law, I fully support them.
Well, one of them did get a megaphone and call out certain other groups, like the 3%ers and whoever, saying, come on out and fight and all this other stuff. And, you know.
Yeah, then you get into incitement, and then that's technically against the law and all that.
Yeah.
That I'm not for. But if you want to march down the street peacefully and open carry a firearm, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Doesn't matter if you're Black, white, red, green, blue.
Nope.
They don't want to see a firearm in the open, but that's well within the law.
Yeah. The only thing to remember, though, I had some people contacting me over the weekend saying this was in play and everything, and I looked at it. And the thing to understand about any sort of an operation where there's going to be pseudo-combat, whatever you want to call it, combat is based upon logistics. So those guys that show up, whoever they are, whoever the dangerous people are that you might be worried about, if they have no logistics train, well, they're only going to be able to fight with what they got on them. And that's going to run out. And then what?
So you're saying that the Boogaloo boys or the 3%ers are likely to be more well-stocked? And
I have no idea because I don't know. I'm just going by the video I saw because I saw no vehicles there. And the other thing I saw was I saw them all clumped up. And from the standpoint of, you know, an infantry-type operation, that was, you know, if you're going to get out there and call out trouble next to a wood line, well, it's not the most, you know, I'm fairly certain that they knew that there was nobody there.
Of course they did.
And that's good. And I hope they don't want to get in any sort of a shooting match or anything else. But the fact remains that in order to actually sustain combat operations, you have to have logistics.
Yeah.
You have to have water, you have to have aid, you have to have food, you got to get gas, you got to have ammo. And if you don't, then you got what you got, and that's it. This is why, for all these people that talk about bugging out all the time, I'm like, okay, how are you going to carry that 1 gallon a day of water?
I don't think anybody in that group of marchers was actually planning on getting into a fight with anybody. I think that was done for effect. I think it was done. It was basically performance art.
It worked with some people.
it certainly gets people's attention. You know, a lot of people would call them LARPers, live action role players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? But it's designed to get media attention, and media attention they got.
Yeah, they did. They did. So anyway, when you look at their faction, all they are is a Twitter feed and a Facebook page. So I don't know how organized they are. Some of the people were contacting me like they were in a motorized road march, going various places and deploying, getting ready to run roughshod and wreak havoc wherever they went. And you know, all of this information was like 20 hours old, and I was like, okay, where are they? So,
yeah,
I don't know. But these regular black people that just live in these neighborhoods and just want to make their money and live their life and not bother anybody. And
like everybody else. Yeah,
these are the ones that are going to pay the price of the defunding of the police. They'll be the ones that pay the biggest price.
Exactly.
And I guess they don't matter. I guess it doesn't matter if it's for the cause, right?
Right, because black on black crime, which is a huge percentage of the quote unquote gun violence in this country, doesn't count. It's not newsworthy. It's only newsworthy when it's white on black, or it's black on white, or some other intra-group event.
Before we run out of time, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan works. This is the place that he is the editor-in-chief at. He has a group, a veritable spec ops team of writers and contributors, and some of the most engaging conversations you'll ever see in the comment section. Go check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. As always, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next hour, we're just going to do just a regular old standard rant and do a little video stream onto Facebook and see how that goes and all that other stuff. As we do, this is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.